Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, Interior Minister Nikos Nouris will today be discussing the increased migration flow from Turkey with EU officials in Brussels. He will also raise the issue of Cyprus's request for additional EU financing aiming to upgrade the Purnara Reception Centre, which is currently operating beyond its capacity. Nouris revealed that the installation of a surveillance system to monitor arrivals through the buffer zone dividing the island is expecting to start in August. The minister said Nicosia has provided proof of Turkey's instrumentalizations of migrants by sending them to Cyprus through the buffer zone from north of the island. According to data, daily crossings now exceed 100, and while 680 people had been sent back to their countries so far this year, around 5,000 had arrived during the first quarter of 2022. "It is absolutely impossible to host such numbers with the infrastructure we have today," Nouris said. Moving on, ahead of her visit to Cyprus tomorrow, European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde said she was optimistic Cyprus can weather current economic storm brought about by the war in Ukraine. Lagarde, in a widely cited interview with a Cypriot media outlet, said that challenges should also be viewed as opportunities. On Russian interest in Cyprus, the ECB president said that direct exposure of the Cypriot banking sector to the Russian economy as a whole were relatively limited and continue to decline. She said significant progress has been made in recent years in stabilizing the banking system, adding that Cyprus was in a completely different position today compared with her last visit 10 years ago as IMF chief. During her visit, the ECB president will have meetings with both President Nikos Anastasiadis and with the central bank governor. Elsewhere, Nicosia bus employees will tomorrow consider a formal text of agreement drawn up between their unions and employers with the help of the labor and transport ministers to resolve outstanding problems and restore industrial peace. After a five-hour meeting at the weekend with all stakeholders, a deal was struck to end the stalemate that saw bus employees on strike most of last week. Labor union SEC head Haralambos Avgusti said that the meeting resulted in an agreement to resolve all matters. The formal text is expected to be delivered to all unions tomorrow. He said the unions were satisfied with the deal and that all remains is to have it approved by the rank and file and see that it is implemented. PAO General Secretary Athos Eleftheriou said that immediate solutions have been provided for some of the issues of concern, while in other cases timelines have been given for their resolution. Meanwhile, Energy Minister Natasha Pilidis has traveled to Egypt to lead a business delegation that is participating in a forum to promote Cyprus as a business and professional service center. The forum is being held by her ministry in collaboration with the Cyprus Chamber of Commerce and Industry with the support of the Cyprus-Egypt Business Association. Yesterday, Pilidis met her Egyptian counterpart Mohamed Saher El Markabi and later with members of the East Mediterranean Gas Forum. Today, she will have further meetings with ministers and will then address at the business forum, where the potential for future collaboration between the two countries will be explored. And finally, police are warning the public that there has been an increase in various kinds of cyber fraud and a rise in complaints, especially in Nicosia, related to electronic fraud. They cited instances of communication between suppliers and customers, banking fraud, romance scams, and fake shopping websites. Another scam is approaching people by email or text to invest in cryptocurrency platforms with the promise of large returns. The number one rule to avoid being scammed is to be well informed, confirm the information you receive, don't trust everything or everyone online, and look for expert advice when it comes to investments, police said. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. In the meantime, for more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.